A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. God has promised to do new things in our lives this month and beyond. God is a promise keeper. He has said it, he will make it good. He has promised, he will make it happen. He is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of a man that he should repent. What God intends to make happen, God has announced them to us beforehand. God has declared them to us. God has advertised them. He said, I am announcing them to you. And you have to see what God has announced. You have to see what God has declared. What he said he is going to make happen, you have to see it with the eyes of your spirit and by faith and believe that God is going to do those things that he had said he will do. Our question for consideration this morning is, how do I attract the good things and the new things that God has promised me? He has promised me a new name, a new song. He has promised to change my address, give me a new address. He has promised me new testimonies so that I don't have to continue sharing old testimonies. He has also promised to give me or take me to a new level. But the question, don't forget, is how do I attract the new things that God has promised me? And so for our meditation and discussion, we're considering the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43 and verse number 18. He said, from the New International Version, forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. You have to forget past and old thinking if you must attract new things into your life and into your destiny. In other words, dear listener, to attract new things into our lives, we must forget the former things. We must forget the former thinking. We must lay aside old thinking, old ways, old manners of doing things. We must not dwell on the past. And this is very symbolic. Stop dwelling on the past. You cannot continue to dwell on the past and expect a future, a glorious future to happen for you. Stop dwelling on the past. Forget the former things. Now let's look at those former things, or rather, what are the former things that I have to forget? Everything in your yesterday is gone. The failure of yesterday, the disappointment of yesterday, the frustrations of yesterday, the hurts of yesterday, the bad feelings of yesterday, the losses of yesterday. If you must make progress, if you must advance, if you must see better things and new things in your life, you must allow all these to pass. If you dwell in the past, you may pass with the past. The charge this morning is to therefore stop dwelling on the past. Stop dwelling on the past losses and disappointment. Also, you must stop dwelling on the past successes, the glory of the past, the victories of the past, the testimonies of the past. If you want to see new things in your life, you must let the past go. You must forget your old thinking. You must stop dwelling in the past, the glory of the past. Look at Samson. Samson was dwelling and relishing on the glories of the past, the successes of the past. And when the locks of hair on his head were caught, and he was told, the Philistines are upon you, he said that I'm going to go up as at other times. I'm going to shake myself and I'm going to deal with them. But the Bible said that he did not know that the Lord has departed from him. The past is not a dwelling place for you. Do not build a monument around your past. It is not a resting place for you, neither is it a place of advancement for any. Yes, you are a product of your past, but do not become a prisoner of the past. You are a product of your past. Don't become a prisoner of the past. There are very many people who have become prisoners of their past successes, their past victories, their past glories, their past mistakes, their past failures and disappointments. They have become prisoners of the past, and so they are not stepping into the glorious thing that God has ahead of them. Don't allow your destiny to be trapped in the past. Move past your past, as you expect to see new things in your life and in your destiny. And so the number one thing you need to do to attract new things that God has promised you is to forget past and old thinking. Begin to think of the future as you make the most of the present. Make the most of your now as you think and anticipate the glorious things ahead of you. Celebrate where you are. Enjoy where you are as you anticipate new things in your future. And the future starts now. Number two, you must empty your life of old things. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 7, the scripture says, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us." There is the need for us to empty our lives of old things, old ways of thinking. Old things, the old man, the old nature, the nature of sin, the old habit. It is important for you to empty yourself of this old nature if you must experience new things in your life. Here the scripture says we should purge out the old leaven so that we may become a new lump. Get rid of old things, the unwanted things in your life, in your destiny. Get rid of them as you prepare for the things that God intends to do in your life. Number three, make room for new things in your life. Leviticus chapter 26 and in verse number 10, it is important for you to make room for new things. The scripture says, "And ye shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the new." I love the way the New Living Translation put that verse of scriptures. The Bible says, "You will have such a surplus of crops that you will need to clear out the old grain to make room for the new harvest." It is important for you to clear out the old grain to make room for the new harvest. It is your responsibility to clear your life, to clear your destiny of the old grain in order to make room for new harvest. Make room for new things in your life. Make room for new things in your thinking. Make room for new things in your business, in your ministry, in your career, in your family. Make room for new things. Anticipate new things and prepare room for those new things. You have to make room by clearing out the old so you can accommodate the new. It is important for you to make room for new things by clearing out the old stuff from your life and from your destiny. Get set for new things, but attract them with positive thinking, right thinking, thinking in the now, and by making room for those new things, forgetting the past and old ways of thinking, and of course taking steps to do some new things. Start something new. Do something new. If you want to see new things in your life, then you must do some new things. You cannot afford to dwell and keep doing what you have always done and expect to see new results in your life. It is one definition of insanity to keep doing the same thing the same way you've always done it and expect a different result. If you want to see new things, step out to the new. Do new things for in your life, in your destiny. Do things in a new way. Don't continue in the old way or the old things and expect a different result. Do new things. Start something new. Make new connections. Do a new course. Do something. Just do something new if you want to see new results in your life. Do something new. And don't forget to make room for new things by clearing out the old. Also, empty your life of old things, old way of thinking, old lifestyles, and forget the past, which is very important. You have to forget the past if you want to see new things in your life. Forget old thinking, forget the past, and the Lord will make new things happen for you. Let me assure you that the God who promised is a faithful God. He keeps his promises, he keeps his words. He is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of a man that he should repent. He is a promise keeper. So rest assured, be confident in God and in the word of God. He will make those things that he has promised you happen. Get set for new things. Anticipate new things. Expect new things. Make room for new things. Step out to new things. Do new things and return to testify of new things in your life in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers this morning and begin to empty yourself of old ways of life. Begin to pray. I break myself free from everything that has been connecting or tying me to the past. In the name of Jesus, I break myself free from past hurts and disappointment, from past mistakes and failures. I break myself loose. I break myself free from the hold of the past. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to dwell on the past. I step forward. I move forward in life and in destiny. In Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to begin to receive the grace to do new things, to attempt and to accomplish new feats. Begin to receive that grace. I receive the grace to attempt new things and to achieve great feats in the name of Jesus. I achieve new results. I achieve great feats in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal God. In Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the hand of the mighty God of Jacob breaks you free now from everything that holds you to the past. You are not a prisoner of your past, and every past that has held you or that is holding you bound, I break you free from it. I open the prison door of your past, and I decree your deliverance, your escape from the prison of your past in the precious name of Jesus. I ask in the name that is above all names, that the Lord will give you victory over every form of past failure, past defeat, past hurt and disappointment, including past victories and successes, that you step out of them and move on to new things. I pray that new things will spring forth in your life according to the promise of God, according to the word of God. You will see new things in your life. You will have new testimonies to share, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service on Sunday at the Light Cathedral. Join us at 8 a.m. for a glorious service. It promises to be great. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. And for your question, your comment, your counseling needs or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.